Oh man, what is Stretch doing?
Oh, here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts. So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon. Here is your host, Stretch.
You're like, wait a minute, what is happening? How do we have a Fat to Fit or Else bonus pod on a freaking Wednesday? What's going on, Stretch? Well, let me tell you what's going on. Here is something. If you know me from the Big 49 and you're around from the Big 49 or my previous incarnations as a DJ, you would know that I am a huge Ozzy fan, Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy, probably my favorite living artist up until yesterday when he passed away. And it was cool. I got to do some stuff on the 49. We did a whole 2-hour like tribute to Ozzy, played a bunch of music. We'll probably do some more stuff, like play some imaging and feature some Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne music coming here soon on the Big 49 for a while, because it's a big blow. Like when you are a person known worldwide by one name and everybody knows who you are, you're really, really famous. And then if you're like listening going, Stretch, you're like, I'm here because you talk about working out and losing weight and being fat. Well, we're not going to do that today. Really, the podcast today is going to be I guess like a therapy for me is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to kind of roll it out there because I was so incredibly bummed all day. I was just bummed out. And why was I bummed out? Because Ozzy found that news out early this morning and it just set the tone. And then I had a horrible day. And it's funny, I couldn't sleep. If any of you who are out there, this is some weirdness here. Remember, I'm a weirdo. I see ghosts and all kinds of fun stuff. And I've told you guys on, maybe not in here before, I used to gloat about it on the Big 49 because I would pick things on tarot cards and do it. And then we started calling me the most accurate psychic in the world. But the truth of that matter is there are some weird psychic things that happen with me. And I have weird dreams that are, what do they call them? Premonition dreams and things like that. And I had a recent one that was really potent. And I told someone something and then it came true. And that was recently, but that's family deep stuff that we're not going to talk about. But I'm going to tell you the strange 2 weeks ago, I picked up the phone. I called Moto Man over at 49. That's my partner at the 49. And I said, we need to have a Ozzy death tribute ready to go. And he goes, why? Because he just retired and did that last show. And I said, no. In fact, last Friday, I said, I'm going to do, because I love Ozzy so much, and that was his last show, out of respect to Ozzy, I'm going to do my show last Friday was an Ozzy tribute, which is weird. And it's weird that I told him 2 weeks ago to get the Ozzy death tribute ready. I even wrote a promo for it and sent it in to him. So that was weird. And then the last all weekend, starting on Friday, I was doing a lot of walking and I had my earbuds in and I was only listening to Sabbath and Ozzy the whole time. I love Ozzy. My two favorite artists are Johnny Cash and Ozzy. Those are my favorite artists, period. And Johnny Cash has passed on. You know what's weird? I'm going to tell you. Johnny Cash, out of all my years in radio, the only autographed thing I had in 30 years of radio was a Johnny Cash plaque that I got from the record company. And probably was my prized possession, and it burned up in the fire. And today, I'm going to go through my Ozzy stories that I have. I met Ozzy. Like, I never met Johnny Cash. I saw him perform. I got to go to a concert, and I got the stuff. But I never sat down and talked to him. I sat down and talked with Ozzy. And never didn't get an autograph, didn't take a picture or anything like that. I was always too cool for that. And in radio, you don't want to come off as a nerd. So I never did that. And today I was like, I'm so glad I never got Ozzy to sign anything for me, because it would have been another prized possession and I would have lost it in the fire. So I didn't lose any Ozzy memorabilia in the fire. That was the good news. But we did lose Ozzy Osbourne to Parkinson's disease, and it is sad, and I was super bummed, and I'm like, how am I so bummed about a dude I didn't even know? Like, I met him twice, but one time got to spend a good chunk of time with him, and I can tell you, I was seriously bummed. It's like he wasn't my friend. It wasn't like, hey, we hung out and he'd call me and say, hey, Stretch, what are you doing? I didn't have that connection with the dude, but I was seriously bummed. And I think in hindsight, when I look back, I was a rocker kid. Like, I loved it. My out of all my years of radio, the true love of my life was working at Pirate Radio. It was the greatest thing that ever happened, because that was my thing. And I can tell you the biggest knock on Pirate Radio is we didn't play F and Ozzy. And I would be like, dude, what's up with the Oz? Like, let's play this, let's play that. And we never played Ozzy. And it used to piss me off. So we never played Ozzy. And that would piss me off. But we ended up playing Mom, I'm Coming Home and the Power Ballads and the song he did with Lita Ford and that stuff. But we weren't doing the other at all. So It was a big knock, but yeah, it is a dark day. Like, the sound of Black Sabbath is timeless. You hear Black Sabbath song today, and you're like, that's a badass rock and roll band. They're still a great band. They're still kicking ass, and here they are, 50 years later or whatever it is. And I can look at myself, and I could be like 17-year-old me being an Ozzy fan. I could see me right now wearing an Ozzy shirt and like rocking out to Ozzy at 17 to 20 years old. And then that was the old Pirate Radio me. And then I could see me right now with my old 57-year-old ass, my thinning hair, my wrinkled face, my gray beard and hair, and just wearing the same Ozzy shirt and rocking out to Ozzy. Like, it never, that shine never came off of that. And he was great. And there was just times in my life where it was such a big, like, I saw Ozzy. It's funny, I can't tell you exactly how many times I saw Ozzy. But three that stand out really, really important to me were my brother and I. I went with my brother. I never went to concerts with my brother. And it was just me and him. And that was never. And I love my brother. And so my brother and I went to see Ozzy at Irvine Meadows, which was freaking great. And it rocked. And we had the best time. And I had got the tickets from Pirate. It was when I worked at Pirate. And then after that, I saw Ozzy the next time with my best friend, Joey B, who was my radio partner in New York when I was 23. Joey had come back out to California. This was years later. And we went to Ozfest at a Blockbuster Pavilion, and that was great. And, you know, once again, it was with Joey and Ozzy, and it was freaking amazing. And then with Jamie and Jack, who I love Jamie and Jack. If you know that, the Jamie, Jack, and Stint Show, where many of you would know me from, back on the days of Star 98.7 at one point, and I don't even know how this came about. Like, this is where I think, like, I've had such a blessed life doing what I really love to do for a lot of it. And that was just be on the radio and be a goofball. And at some point, I remember we went to the Palms in Las Vegas, and they're like, hey, we want you guys to go to the Palms and just, you know, hang out in a suite and with Sharon Osbourne at an Ozzy concert and, talk about it. And they paid us that. Not only did they fly us to Vegas and put us in badass suites at the Palms Hotel, but we got to go to a freaking Ozzy concert, got to meet Ozzy after the show. And the whole time we were in the concert, we were sitting there. It was me, Jamie, Jack, and Sharon Osbourne in a suite watching Ozzy. And that was incredibly memorable and awesome. And that was the first time I remember meeting Ozzy, like, ever. But the time that I got to really hang out with him was so cool when I was producing the Ellis show over at SiriusXM. And SiriusXM, at that time, was in a recording studio over in West Hollywood. And you would never know it was there. It was a little room that they rented from this recording studio. And they had their little sound booths in there where you could go in and record a show. And that's where I did the stretch show for Maxim. And then that's where Ellis ran his show out of. And when I produced that, I was there. So Ozzy came in one day as a guest. And he got there early. And that place was so small. I'm sitting at my desk. And all of a sudden, Ozzy walks in and sits down next to me. And I mean, he's like a foot and a half away from me. He's sitting on the couch next to my desk. And I'm just like, dude, that's awesome. And I just remember talking to him. And I can't say, because I'm such a nerd about that dude. I love that dude so much that I just dorked out and seriously was just talking to Ozzy. It was the coolest thing ever. And he was out there for a good while before he went on the air. And then afterwards, he sat in the room and signed a bunch of crap that we gave away on the air. He just was freaking awesome. And I remember, too, when Jamie, Jack, and I got fired at Star. And then I got picked up at SiriusXM. And I was hell-bent on proving myself and doing my own thing and going solo and just making that happen. And I remember he had a new album out at that time, and he had a song called Not Going Away. I wish I could play songs here on the podcast, but I'll get sued because music licensing is a bitch on podcasts. But every day when I started at SiriusXM, they made me go there for like 4 weeks. I think I had to launch the show from New York. I lived in a hotel and go in, and every day I would put Ozzy on I'm Not Going Away. It was a brand new song at the time, and I would walk to work, which was a short walk, and I would listen to that song every day, and I would tell myself, I'm not going away. You can't make me go away. I'm going to stay, and I'm going to fight. And that was where my mentality was, and it was such a thing for me at that time. And in music, really, you can equate to moments in your life. And I think what I'm sad about today is like the passing of my youth. Not that I'm young, but it's gone. And Ozzy was there through all of my youth, all of my radio career. And he was still performing and still doing stuff. That concert he did on July 5th was amazing. That just shows you he wanted to do that show. And after he did that show, he was cool. He checked out. Like, that dude was something else. And I think I'm more sad. Like, I'm obviously sad Ozzy passed. Like, that's a bummer. And I think that guy's family is awesome. I love Sharon, having met her. She's a super nice lady. His kids seem freaking cool. I really like Jack's ghost shows, and the ghost shows he would do with Ozzy were freaking hysterical. And I loved all that stuff. So I think it's you know, sad, but at the same time, it's a selfish sad, a lot of it. I'm sad because here I am looking at my whole, as a teenager, listening to Ozzy and rocking out and drinking and being stupid with my friends. And then I got a job where I got paid to do that. I was on pirate radio and I could listen to Ozzy. Here's the first time I didn't meet him, but it was the coolest encounter of all of my encounters, even though sitting next to him and talking to him was pretty badass years and years later at SiriusXM when I was there. But there was it was like the pirate radio first birthday party, and it was at the Palace in Hollywood. I remember we didn't play Ozzy for shit. Like, we did not play enough Ozzy at all. Shannon had a thing. He liked the hair bands, and he did not play Ozzy, and it drove me crazy. But I came, was up in the VIP section, because I was a VIP, and I'm walking down into the area where the stages and the bands are and the people are. And I'm walking down that area, and coming up the stairs as I'm walking down the stairs is fucking Ozzy. And I had never seen him in concert at that point yet. I had never met him. I had never seen him. And he's walking up the stairs, and I make eye contact with him, and he's got, this is 1988, probably. It had to be 1988. And here's Ozzy. Well, he's got full makeup on, like the crazy big hair, because it's the 80s. And he was like, probably high as hell, and or drunk and high, or both, I don't know. But he comes up and he's like, looks at me, and I see Ozzy in all of his glory in his prime walking up those stairs, and there's no one on the stairs but me and him. And he even said like hello. He was like, oh, good day, whatever he said. He said something, but I was just like, that's fucking Ozzy, dude. I was blown away. Didn't stop and shake his hand. Didn't dork out. I just had that passing and say, hey, how's it going, Oz? And just kept walking. But damn, that was my first ever encounter with him. And then have so many great memories of seeing him in concert. Was just cool. I am seriously bummed. And like I said, I don't know if I'm more bummed of the passing of Ozzy and the end of the king of heavy metal. He's the Elvis of heavy metal. He really is. Or am I bummed about my youth? Another big chunk of my life has passed in 2025. 2025 is a mother effer, man. It is a mother effer. But that was it. I wanted to come on and share this. Was do it while it was still fresh and talk about it. I'm still sad. Really bummed. But cool memories I will cherish forever, especially seeing them and who I saw him with and stuff like that. Absolutely awesome times. And Ozzy will be missed for ever and ever. But the music is here. I mean, I listen to it all day and I listen to it all weekend. I told you guys I had a weird premonition of this happening. And I listened to it all weekend. It was really, really cool. So God bless Ozzy. Hope he's in heaven looking down, and we will see him again at another concert at some point in the future. You guys have a great week. I'll be back to a regular show on Friday. Friday, I'll be back with a really real bonus pod talking about working out and stupid stuff. But this is just something I wanted to share because it is a big part of who I am. So I'll talk to you guys again soon. God bless you, Oz.